Blog Talk Radio.
Today is, right? Today is Oracle Friday. Oh, we're getting ready for the weekend. Plus, we're going to have great time this morning with our special guest from Outrageous Freedom. Outrageous Freedom. Jesse Simmons and Allison Roberts. Listen, you guys know both of them. They've been here before. They've blessed us with their powerful gifts, and they have joined forces to create the dynamic duo for Outrageous Freedom. They're going to be here talking to us about healing, and I think it's so in line with the book study that we're going through right now of breaking free from critical addiction. So, I'm Cynthia Johnson, of course, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excited. This is going to be a great day. The queue is already filling up. I just want to tell everybody, if you want to have a reading, if you have questions that you want to get answered this morning with our special guest, please call 914-338-0590. You have to press 1 in order to get into the queue. Again, that number is 914-338-0590 and press 1. Okay? So thank you. Good. I see people pressing 1. That's awesome. All righty. So, Dr. Reggie?
Yes?
Oh, okay. How are you?
You hear me? I'm doing fine.
I hear you.
I was saying greeting. I was saying hello to everybody. In fact, I was even including my greeting to Jesse and to Allison.
Yeah, I will be bringing them on in a little bit, and we can say hello to them. But do you want to go ahead? We always start the day out with a morning prayer, so I want everyone
Absolutely.
To take a deep breath in, close your eyes, and just relax and let these words just fall all over you and bless you this morning.
Very good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we've never seen before, and this is a Friday we will never see again as long as we live. Let us rejoice in this day and be grateful. Always have an attitude of gratitude to increase our latitude with you. Thank you for Jesse and for Allison as they impart the divine wisdom they get from you, and for healing and intuition and for power. They couldn't have freedom at all if it wasn't for you and your ability to give us freedom in the first place. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit guiding them and leading them in their questions and their answers to everybody who's asking for it. Give us divine wisdom, which no one can teach us. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. It starts the day out for me hearing your prayers, Dr. Reggie. I want you to stick around for a little bit. Thank you, God. Yes. I want to stick around a little bit for us. I know you like to cut out sometimes because let's go ahead and let me tell you guys a little bit about Jesse and Allison. They're here in Atlanta, of course. Jesse is an energy healer, and Allison is also a Reiki master, and she is intuitive. And I find it very interesting that they are unique because they have combined Jesse's energy work with Allison's intuitive work, and they've created a method of healing called Outrageous Freedom, and it is really rocking the world here in Atlanta. Let me tell you, it is just amazing. So I'm going to bring them on this morning. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's just amazing to me how the energy of God moves through us and how that energy has brought, united the two of you together to do such a dynamic work here in Atlanta. Why don't you guys take a moment and just share with us, first of all, how you made this decision, how it came about, how you were led to do this work, and some of the things that you are accomplishing right now.
Go ahead, Allison.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Let's start with Allison.
Well, you know, Cynthia, I blogged about this the other day, and it's really amazing. Back in October, you know, Outrageous Freedom was just a thought. Jesse and I did, we work at the Big Psychic Fair in Roswell, and we did a healing session together at the Psychic Fair, and the person after the healing session came up to me and just said, you know, and I mean, it was a five-minute session. It wasn't anything that was, you know, and it was spontaneous. You know, it wasn't anything that was quote-unquote planned by our works anyway, and she was like, that was the most phenomenal thing I have ever experienced in my entire life. And
wow.
I came home and I started thinking about it. And I just, you know, I prayed about it. I asked for signs. The next day, I really felt it in my spirit. I contacted Jesse. We met to talk about it. And it took us all of about 30 seconds to come up with a name, and that was it. It's just been flowing from there.
It was just divine, wasn't it?
It was
very
divine.
Natural.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, I know that both of you are so in tune with the divine energy within you. I mean, Allison's readings are just off the chain. Especially, I admire her work with pets. So if any of you have pets and have questions regarding your pets this morning, this is the person to. She not only is she good with humans, but she's good with our little furry friends as well. And Jesse, oh my God, his healing work is amazing. Dr. Reggie has even experienced the healing energy of Jesse. It just permeates the entire room when he gets in alignment. It's just amazing. So the two of you work together, and you bounce off of your energy. I think all of this work is energy work. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
True.
Okay.
Very true.
I know you have an upcoming event actually tomorrow here in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little?
It's at 1035 Green Street in Roswell. It's the same location where the Big Psychic Fair is going to be held. It's always held. It is a spirit festival. We have some fantastic vendors. We have massage, reflexology, Reiki candles, life coach. And that's just, there's probably 13, how many do we have, Allison, right now?
13
vendors right now that are, you know, very beautiful people, and they are so authentically channeling the spirit of God through them in what they love to do. Allison and I will be there doing healing work. There's some really, really good food that'll be there. You know, this is for everybody. If you want to bring your pets, if you want to bring your kids, you know, come on down 1035 Green Street tomorrow from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
It's really it's a joyous event, and I say that in the most pure sense, because everybody that's there is really just so heartfelt about what they do, and when you walk through those doors, you will feel the energy there. So if there's anything you want to release, if you're feeling down, I promise you, if you come and get a session with Allison and I, you'll shift. You'll shift, guaranteed. And even just walking into that room, you'll feel that way also. So come on down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, if you guys have any questions regarding the event tomorrow, you can call 678-965-0977. And you can also go to Jesse and Allison's website, which is outrageousfreedom.net. I want to talk a little bit about the energy work that you're doing and why you believe this is the work that you're doing creates this dynamic healing. You know, we are in a book study now called Breaking Free from Critical Addiction. And Kaylee is the author, is just phenomenal. She's been on the show a couple of times sharing with us her journey and her technique. And part of her focus is on the inner critic. And she says that the inner critic, these are beliefs that have been added to us, that basically the core of our being is innocent. I love the word that she uses. She says the core of who we are is innocent. That core, throughout Circles of Prosperity, I refer to it as your divine energy, because we teach here that the energy of God is in us, and so that's the essence of God's energy that's inside of you. It's pure and whole. It's never damaged. It's never inadequate. It's innocent and it's perfect, always. What happens as we go through life is that people start planting things in us, such as you're not good enough, or they may say something else to you, but you receive it as you're not good enough, or that you're not worthy. But that does not change that divine energy that's within you. So based on the work that you guys are doing, I believe that you are peeling away all of those negative thoughts and impressions and perceptions of self to create this healing. That's my perception of what you're doing. Is that what you guys think you're doing?
Beautifully said.
Yeah, I think that was perfect. And, I don't mind sharing with you, Cynthia, it's on our website, and I called Daniel yesterday and told him that we were going to be on the radio this morning, and he might be listening right now. But Daniel was the very first client that Jesse and I worked on as Outrageous Freedom. And for 40 years, he lived in just an absolute complete state of turmoil. And he is in such a joyous state now. I talked to him last night for about an hour. I couldn't get him off the phone. He was just... He's just climbing the walls with joy. And he, the best way that Daniel describes it is he will tell you that we removed something in him that he could not remove himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it just set him free. If he is listening, I hope he calls in. And to share his story with us, I'd love to hear it. I don't know what area code. What is his area code? Do you know, Allison, off the top of your head? Because our key is pretty.
678. He's in Covington.
Okay, so yeah, our queue is pretty full. If I see a 678 number, I will definitely click on it. I don't have any help this morning, so we'll have to move through it. But I'll look out for his call. That is absolutely amazing. You know, the reason I think that we talk about energy so much is because we are really energetic beings. Can either of you expand on that?
That's Jesse's territory.
Okay.
Sure, Jesse.
Oh, this is my love too. So, but you're absolutely right, Cynthia. You know, and having that perception and understanding that everything is energy is a really, really powerful base to operate from just in your daily life, because everything we think about, everything we feel, everything we experience on all levels of our being is a vibration. And so everything that we put out is creating something. It's a vibration, like a ripple in the water. It's affecting everything else that's around us, and it's intertwining. It's receiving and outputting at the same time. So we create our experience. I know that, you know, we've heard that many times through The
mm-hmm.
Secret. You know, there's a lot of powerful information out there that proves that to be true. And like Bruce Letton, you guys were covering him for quite a while. You know, if we can center ourselves and understand the power that we have within us, we can shift a lot of these sufferings that we have in our life. And those sufferings manifest in our physical body as all kinds of, you know, any dis-ease. When your energy is not flowing with ease, we're in dis-ease. So that causes cancer and, you know, whatever, any kind of ailment that you can imagine is an energetic root where that comes from. So
mm-hmm.
the power that lies within us through that understanding and that knowing that we are emitting beings of frequency, we have an unlimited, infinite amount of power, humble power, that can shift our world and create exactly what we want to create. And that goes into healing. That goes into every facet of our lives.
You know, that shifting of energy does not take years.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. It can be instantaneous. And this is one of the things that I guess I hold on to that belief, that thought, that it can be instantaneous. But it requires that we release and let go. And sometimes we have a very, very hard time of letting go for whatever reason. Maybe we like the attention that we're getting from being in our mess, or maybe we're just afraid to step forward. But the healing can be instantaneous, and it sounds like what happened with Daniel was that it was instantaneous.
It was instantaneous, but and the thing about it is that the reason it was instantaneous is because he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so crucial. And I have really found, especially in the past month or 2 months, as, you know, we all continue to expand and grow on our path and, you know, in our journey, that is really the difference between people who, quote, unquote, can't be healed and can be healed. It's the person. They have to, you know, really be ready. And some of those consequences of being ready, you know, I mean, Daniel has a new job now. He's looking at his relationship differently. Things are falling away. New things are coming in because the vibration of his entire life is shifting. And I want to expand a little bit on what Jesse said. You know, it's not just, I mean, we all think about, you know, disease as cancer or, you know, kidney failure or things like that. But it can also be just, how is your life working?
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yes. And, you know, that's one of the things, like, the name of our show, of course, is Circles of Prosperity. And the concept of prosperity for most Americans is, how much money do I have? But this show is much more than money. As a matter of fact, if you come to this show and you're looking for money, you will quickly find that the way to get money is healing different areas of your life, healing your thought process, and shifting your energy.
Thank you.
And that's what we spend all
you.
Of our time talking about. And it's in every area of your life, every area. So you're it's very true. Very, very
true. I love
true.
You, Cynthia. I love you so much. I mean, what you're doing is just phenomenal.
It is.
You
it's
help
a blessing.
People, you wake up and you just, you know, it's uplifting. It's like, wow, I do have this strength in me. I do have this ability to create all these wonderful things in my life, and I don't have to suffer anymore. It's
amen.
So beautiful. I love you.
I love you guys, too. But listen, it's Dr. Reggie. When Dr. Reggie found me, I was what some people would call broken. But he didn't see that in me. He saw that perfection. And he made me aware of that perfection, the thing that I'm sharing with you guys, deep down inside of you, the core of who you are is this
right.
divine energy, and it is always perfect. So there are no broken people here. We're going to take a break for just a moment and come back and take a couple of calls and talk about that divine energy and let you guys work with these people and hopefully shift some of our callers this morning.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to move to our first caller. Actually, you know, before we go to our first caller, I want to have Dr. Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you share with, you had a healing with Jesse. Can you share with our audience? Because I thought it was just amazing. Your experience.
It was. I never trusted. I think Reiki is a wonderful healing technology that God gave to man. And I also feel that many people take it for granted, and they just do it to say, I'm a master, to say that. And you know, it used to cost, to get a Reiki attunement, it used to cost $10,000 in the past. And I read Diane Stein's book. I took a Reiki class, and I think it's wonderful technology. But the thing that's most important to me is when people get this energy and this attunement, it's the dispensation of the Holy Spirit coming in them, and Reiki comes from Venus, comes from another planet altogether, and Yusui, and it comes in your hands. Divine energy flows through you to impart a healing power to and on someone else. And many people take it very flippantly. Oh, yeah, I do. Not noticing the reality of it and how powerful it is. And I didn't trust anybody to do Reiki on me. And then here comes Jesse. And I saw a person who is an open-minded, receptive energy in his heart and in his mind. And I thank God for Jesse. He's like a son I never had. And he's a very powerful energy. And then when I asked him to make a healing on me, he said, well, I'm honored. I said, oh, my God, I'm the one that was honored. He did a healing on me. None of them was going on with me because I fell in California. And this large knot appeared on my arm. He started doing a sound, this vibrational frequency sound that resonated somewhere in my spirit. I accepted it. He did the healing. And I felt an energetic flow go through me. I felt a tingling sensation all over my body, on the arm especially. The next day, when I awakened, that thing was gone. The whole bulbous energy was gone. And I said, wow, that was amazing. Because you know what? I had to be a willing recipient of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a willing dispenser of the energy, and that's God. I'm connecting and resonating with his frequency. And when it did Cynthia honor to God, it was over. And I'm grateful to him for being who he is. And, when
and being an open channel.
In the world. Yes. Wow. And wanting to improve the quality of life for people on an energetic level for healing.
Right. You know, one of the things that I want to share with our audience before we start taking calls, and the reason I'm saying this, I want to really stress the importance of your belief. You know, many of you may be involved in your church, and you've heard the stories of Jesus and how Jesus healed. And a minister said this to me one day. He said, Jesus never healed anyone. And it really took me aback, and I thought, well, where is he going with this? He said, whenever he performed a miracle, he said, be it done unto you according to your faith.
Oh, yeah.
That means your belief. Faith is your belief. And here's the definition. Dr. Reggie, you know you're going to have to help me. The Bible says that faith is
The evidence of things unseen.
So when we're looking
for evidence, we're generally looking for evidence.
Yes, but I'm focusing on evidence right now, because when we are looking for the evidence of a miracle, we are looking for that evidence with our physical eyes. So we're looking for the physical manifestation. But faith is the evidence of things unseen. You have to see it with your insight, not your eyesight.
Yes.
So as I'm going to use this word, as Jesse and Allison are talking to you today, as they are prophesying over you, as they are guiding you, it is your belief that aligns with what they are telling you that is going to create the manifestation. And that belief has to come from the inside, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to look for the outward manifestation. It has to come from the inside. All of our work, all of our creative energy starts inside and pushes outward. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. You believe what you do not see. So that is so important for us to get, because they'll say, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, then you've just blocked your blessing. You need to have an expectation, and you need to believe it, and there's absolutely no doubt, and therefore you will manifest. Let's go to our first caller this morning. Good morning. Area code 678. Yes, Jean, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Cynthia, Dr. Reggie, and Allison and Jesse.
We have a house full this morning.
Good morning. I'm excited about outrageous freedom. That's awesome. Love the energy.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, I was calling in. I'm so excited because Jesse, I was listening to Bruce Lipton last night, and you brought his name up, and I'm a healer, and I'm so happy that you and Allison have gotten together as partners. And to balance each other off in this healing for the world. I'm so excited for you guys and for all of us. And
thank you.
And grateful for Circles of Prosperity, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia also. But this is so good. This is so good because I'm a healer also, and I remember the Spirit spoke to me and told me everything I need is in me.
Mm.
So everything we all need, it starts within us. The healing starts only, and that's a scripture where the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. And each one of us are our own physician, and it starts with the inner. The inner person to heal. And I'm so happy just to hear that, you guys were talking about the inner. It starts within, not on the outside. Mm. And everyone has the power within them to heal themselves. It's to heal themselves. It's within. And my question I want to ask, do you see me partner up with someone, Allison? Did y'all feel that?
My feel is that you will be doing your work on your own for a while. And I feel like that's very significant for you. It's a large part of your growth. Everybody, Jean and I, we work together. She's gone through the master attunement with me, and she is a extraordinary healer. The capacity in her heart and expansiveness that she exudes is amazing. And so that being said, I'm feeling like there is going to be a nice parentheses of time where you will be working on your own, and that's really, really important and significant for you in your own development and your knowing and what we're talking about, that core inside where there's no doubt. It's just complete and just full faith and confidence in what is working through you. I'm feeling like down the road, if that's something that you still desire to work with someone, that will open up for you. But I feel like right now, and I'm talking about probably for at least a year and a half, it'll be you focusing on you. Allison, what do you get with this?
I get several things. First of all, Jeannie, thank you for calling in and allowing me to read for you. It's an honor to be able to do that for you. The very first thing that I saw around you was a rainbow, and I just feel like the path that you're on right now is really restoring hope with inside of you, and I feel like to be around you is probably just amazing energy. You're probably glowing right now. I feel like there's such a blessing and a gift. And are you thinking about moving, or have you had the thought to move?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I just feel a lot of movement around you. So it might just be not a physical move, but moving, you know, movement all around you.
Mm-hmm.
But I see prosperity for you in this line of work. I agree with Jesse. I feel like it's down the road a little ways, but I also see multiple streams of income for you. So I feel like you'll be doing this along with maybe some mainstream work until your spiritual work, you know, takes off for you. But you're definitely on the right path, and I'm excited for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Love you, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
Love you too, guys. Love you.
Thanks for calling, Jean.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is area code 404. Last four digits, because I've got quite a few 404s here. 8479. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Cynthia. This is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey.
Oh, this is the whole crew coming in this morning.
For real.
How are you? How's everybody? Allison and Jesse, Dr. Reggie.
Fantastic. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
You have a question for our guests this morning?
Yes, I do. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for being on this morning. And I am excited about Outrageous Freedom also. I'm going to be there for us tomorrow. I'm so excited
about it. All right.
Yes.
That's right. I can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Yes. I will. I'll be there as a healer, of course, as a massage.
All right.
Yeah.
Family sexology.
I'm so excited. But my question, Annie,
go ahead.
Is for my dog Bentley.
Okay.
And just what you know, you guys feel about it.
Your dog Bentley. have you been treating Bentley? Because I feel like Bentley doesn't feel all that well.
Doesn't feel well?
Yeah. Have you been noticing that?
No, he's been fine physically. I don't know. I think something's going on because he's been acting not really himself lately, as far as behavior.
Yeah, there's something. What I'm really getting is that I feel like he needs you need to take Bentley to be seen by your vet, because it's not like, you know, it's not anything that's like cancer or anything like that. I don't want to scare you, but the reason that he's been acting out is to try to get your attention to say, hey, there is something going on with me. I feel like it's either bladder or stomach related or both. It feels like it's in that area. I love
him. That's exactly
what
I was getting to.
Yeah, I love him. I want to just like get on the floor with him and just kiss him all over his face. He has an incredible spirit about him. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Yorkie.
Oh my gosh, no wonder. I love Yorkies. I have an 85-pound big black Labrador, so I don't get the chance to have little bitty dogs around me a lot. But there's something going on with his urinary tract into his bladder. It's in that area, and I feel like it's very irritated.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, just a little bit of medicine. Maybe bring him tomorrow with you, or have somebody bring him in, and Jesse and I will work on him for a little while. But he definitely needs some attention.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. He'll be fine. He's going to be fine. He just picked up a little something. He just picked up a little bug.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Love you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 585. You're on the air this morning. You have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Cynthia. It's about my dog, Maddie.
Okay.
She's fallen down the stairs a few times, and we've had blood work done and x-rays, and everything came back. Everything was okay, but when, you know, she tries to get up on the couch, her back legs, you know, she has a hard time getting up there. They want to do ultrasounds, but that's over $1,000, and we can't afford that right now. Do you guys see anything seriously wrong with her?
I am getting, I have severe joint pain. Like, the second I heard your voice, my joints started hurting. Have you tried, like, glucosamine in her food?
Yes, we give her joint treats that the vet suggested.
Okay, it's, you know, that takes time. That's not it's not an overnight fix. I feel like it's in the process of working. But that's definitely what's going on. It feels to me like it's just arthritis and kind of bone on bone contact.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, how much does she weigh?
She lost weight. She was about 16, almost 17 pounds.
Yeah, I would just be kind to her. Just pick her up and carry her up the stairs.
That's what we've been doing. Yeah, because sometimes we pick her up at night or in the morning the wrong way, she'll go, yep. Then we know, she's in pain.
Right, exactly. Just what I was going to say is when you pick her up, make sure you're not picking her up like underneath her armpits, you know, what we would call our armpits.
Yeah.
You know, embrace her whole body and pick her up, you know, act like she weighs 100 pounds and pick her
That's
up.
That's the way I've been doing it, but my son picks her up the other way, like under her arms. I said, you can't do that because it bothers her.
Yeah, it's pulling on her, and I that's why I feel like I needed to tell you that. I feel like whoever's doing that is causing some damage to her.
Okay, let's tell them that. Okay.
But I feel like it's not anything that these pills are going to be able to cure, but it definitely is going to ease her pain. The threshold is going to come way down. I feel like she's probably at a 5 or a 6 right now, and it's going to get down to a 1 or a 2, so it'll be manageable.
Oh, okay.
Jesse, do you get anything?
I was just going to ask as far as like how your dog is acting. Is she or he?
She's a cockapoo.
Okay. Is she acting like she's down, like kind of depressed almost?
No, she'll play around with my son and everything.
Okay.
And when we let her out their back door to go to the bathroom, she runs right back to the tree.
Okay, good. I was.
So
really
she's active, you know, she's active still, so that's a good sign.
Good. Well, that's important, you know, like just like anybody that comes to get healing, and we were talking about from the inside out, you know, if as long as the spirit of the dog is going to be up and she's, you know, wanting to do that, the healing will occur much quicker also. So if you're in the area, don't hesitate to bring her on down, and I would love for Allison and I to, you know, see if we can adjust some things with her and, you know.
We're quite a ways from you. We live in Rochester, New York, so that's quite a ways from you.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's...
Also,
come
Jesse
on down,
and,
get on a plane.
I know, but Jesse and Allison, you guys have another event that's out of town. They are traveling. Where's your next event out of town?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
They're going
to
be in
St.
Louis.
Well, I can bring one up to Rochester, New York, so, you know, you guys can see my Maddie then.
Love to. We'd love to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're sending a lot of love to Maddie.
Yes, we are.
This morning, yes. Oh, my board is shifting on me. Hold on. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 404. Last four digits, 2376. 2376, you're on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Hi, Cynthia, Dr. Reggie.
Hey!
And Allison and Jesse, I want to say hi to you as well. I'm actually a friend of Jean's. She woke me up early this morning and told me that the Circles of Prosperity, you know, were going to be doing the call this morning, and so she wanted me to get on, and I'm sure for several reasons. But Allison, you know, you mentioned earlier something about how was your life working? And, you know, when you said that, I was like, wow, you know, that's a big question. And there's so much going on in my life right now. So I'm experiencing a lot of ebbs and flows and, you know, just out of control almost. So I'm just asking, what do you think of me as far as my affection right now?
Well, let me ask you this. When you say out of control, is that how you feel?
Well, I don't feel out of control. My life feels, you know, like I said, like a flow forward, flow backward, flow forward, flow backward. And, you know, it's kind of taking me somewhere. You know, I feel like I'm growing, but then I feel like I'm losing. I feel like I'm growing, I feel like I'm losing. So, I'm just trying to, you know, get a direction here. I'm just not.
Well, I feel like you're definitely expanding, and the very first thing that I heard for you is for you to, you know, look for the blessings and everything. It's really, really important for you to focus on the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
An example of that is, you know, I was walking across my kitchen yesterday, and yesterday was a particularly challenging day for me. I lost a very, very close friend of mine, and I was walking across the kitchen, and I dropped the coffee cup that was in my hand, and it shattered. Mm. And I said, okay. And it was full of hot coffee, and I was covered in hot coffee. And I just stopped in the kitchen, and I said, okay, where is the blessing? Where is the blessing in this situation? And I immediately heard, that's it right there, the fact that you even are asking what the blessing is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started crying because it's like, wow, you know. Because even probably 3 or 4 months ago, I probably would have said something not so nice out of my mouth and you know, and been really mad and been really upset. And, you know, and then I would have had a little bit of shame and a little bit of guilt. And then I would have had to go into prayer, and I would have had to ask for forgiveness. And I would have had to go through this whole long process.
Right.
And
I feel like that's where your life is right now, sweetheart, is that you really, even though from a bird's eye point of view, you can see all of these things happening, I really do feel like you're in that space of grace. I really do.
Yeah.
That you're going with the flow. You know, you're in your canoe and you're just, you're trusting and believing and going with the flow. And, you know, I mean, as far as what I see specifically, do you have a specific direction that you want me to go in to look at?
Well, I'm actually an entrepreneur, trying to get this business going. And, you know, I've gotten some previous readings on it, but it seems like now I'm just like, just hitting the brick wall. I just, it's so much to do, and just it seems like so little time. But you know, time may be on my side, but I just feel sometimes I feel stuck, and I feel like when I say my life is, I feel like I'm out of control. I'm just doing something here, something here, something here, getting this over here, got to get this done here. It just it's not coming together. Like it should, like I feel like it should.
What I'm feeling and what I'm hearing is that you need to stop for a minute.
Yeah.
And sit down and gather yourself back together again, because you and I have we're holding up mirrors for each other this morning. That's why you called in. You know, as an entrepreneur myself, I totally get what you're saying. And I feel like, you know, what I do for myself is what you need to hear. And I've started every single morning. I sit down and I ask my God, you know, my higher power, my angels, my masters, and my guides to show me what I need to accomplish today. And it's very, very clear to me every single morning, you know, the two or three things that I need to get accomplished today. And I feel like that's very good guidance for you as well, because I do feel you scattered and all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesse, do you get anything?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you heard, I was nodding my head and saying yes.
We could hear you nod your head. Yes, we could.
Yeah, right. Okay, you got jokes for me. I know, it's fine. but that's, you know, Allison mentioned being in the canoe, and that visual, I love it, because in this canoe, you don't need a paddle. You just need to ride, and you do everything that you can do, and then go back inside and just feel and see everything else happening. That's a powerful tool. And then let it go. That's the tricky part that I think that a lot of us experience, I know I do, is doing everything I can do and then letting it go. And a lot of times we play out these reels in our head over and over and over, and it creates a lot of stagnancy in the energy that we've already outputted. And so just kind of like calming ourselves, like Allison said, here's my tasks, I'm doing my tasks, and it's done. And now I'm going to either relax or I'm going to take care of some other stuff that I need to take care of, whatever it is. But there's no need to replay the things over and over. Also, and this came to me like right as you called, this is for everyone. Right now, people will call me a space case in a lot of ways, because I literally am challenged to stay grounded a lot of times. So, but what that enables me to do is being really feeling a lot of the, for lack of a better way to say it, big energies. We're really, really, really being hit by a lot of transitional energies, and our lives are shifting so quickly and dramatically, and that's a big part of it. And having that understanding and perception that we are being shifted by, you know, cosmic energies and the, you know, energies from the sun and this, there's just so many dynamics that are affecting our reality. But understanding that bigger level, that okay, this is a period of time in my life that's going to be a little bit more challenging. There's going to be a lot of shakeups. You know, to bring forth the highest truths in our being. This is a huge opportunity for us to take advantage of these energies and to be able to have that energy of gratitude, like Allison said, dropping that pot of coffee. I mean, that is a transformational energy when you can have gratitude for whatever lessons and experiences we have in the energies that we are being showered in. It's a transformational experience. I hope that resonates with people because I see it with a lot of people in the challenges that we're experiencing, myself definitely included. I know I'm going through. So I appreciate everybody's plight and their sharing of any experiences. It's really beautiful because it uplifts me, I know, as a person. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Allison, Jess. Dr. Edgy, yeah, have a great morning.
Lisa?
Yes?
Lisa, I just have a question for you. What is your big dream that's inside of you?
My big dream?
Mm-hmm.
My big dream is to be a philanthropist of some type, because that's what I do, just being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So my big dream, and I know to do that, you know, in order to give, you got to have something to give. So that's my big dream, is to be that philanthropist, that making that small, you know, that small piece to the world that I can give. That's my big dream.
How do you perceive doing that?
How do I perceive doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, on a natural sense and on a realistic sense, I know it takes money.
Okay, that's where I wanted to go. What's your feeling about money?
my feeling, I know that money loves me. I know I love money. I mean, I know that money attracts me, but it attracts me at certain times. And I'm just looking for, like I said, I'm looking for that flow of money to be able to do those things that, you know, actually make the world a better place. Because, I mean, God wouldn't have created money if it wasn't meant to be used for you know, for doing the right thing.
Okay. So I'm going to get Allison and Jesse here to help me out a little bit here. You know, your desire, that burning desire in you, is to be a philanthropist.
Yes.
But from what I think may be happening, because I don't know, I'm not psychic. Okay, so I'll be the first one to say I'm not psychic. But what I think may be happening and may be a block for you right now is how you are, the limitations that you've placed on yourself in terms of what philanthropy is, that it has to be, you said, this is what came out of your mouth, you said,
okay,
I know that I have to have something to give,
mm-hmm.
And the tone in that I received was that you are probably linking philanthropy with money. So you have defined these steps that say, okay, I want to be a philanthropist, but I need to make this money. And where the block is happening for you right now is, how do I get this flow of money that is in abundance enough that I can do my philanthropic work? Excuse me. Okay, you get my point, right?
Yes, I get you.
Okay, so the thing, if you had, I don't know how long you've been listening to Circles of Prosperity, but we did this whole book study on creating money. And my girlfriends and I, because it was just about three or four of us that were doing that book study at that time, we were flipping through the book trying to find out, how do we get the money? It never showed up in the book. It was never in the book about the money. Okay, guess what they linked it? Guess what they linked it to?
What?
Your joy.
Mm. Amen.
Okay? They linked it to your joy. Everything was about, how do I feel? How does this make me feel? So my question to you, just some food for thought, Lisa, okay? I'm not an expert or anything. I'm just sharing. When you think about, listen, there are so many opportunities out here to do so many things. I listened to some people on NPR last night. They were talking about the gun violence in Chicago. These kids, this one high school had 29 kids that were killed. There's work to be done. The neighborhood is filled with gangs. This may not resonate with you, but there is work that can be done. You don't have to be the source of the money. You have to be the source of the passion. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There are people that need clean water. You only need to bring the passion. It's like Jesse said earlier. Jesse said, when that divine passion comes through you, that divine idea comes through to you,
mm-hmm.
it is complete with everything that you need. You think about a seed, right?
Yes.
You take a seed. You've got a sunflower seed, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The seed has everything in it to become a sunflower. Mm-hmm. Your idea, mm-hmm. which is all ideas flow from God.
Yes.
They flow from your higher self. That idea is complete with the money, the people, it's complete with everything to be a success. Yes. It just needs you to get out of the way. Here is Allison that used the image of a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get in the canoe and go down with and go with the flow. Did you tune in on the Moses Code?
I actually saw it. Jean gave me the link to it, so I did see it on my laptop. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and watch the Moses Code, because they then talk about Moses. Here was this enlightened moment, and his passion was to release the Jews from bondage, out of slavery.
Yes.
He didn't think that he was worthy. He had a speech impediment, and he thought that that wouldn't help him. But he was filled with the passion and filled with the Holy Spirit, and he stepped out. It was his willingness to step out. That's where you are right now, just the willingness to step out. Everything else will be handled.
Okay.
That needs to be in your passion. Find your passion, and everything else will flow. And just like when you get in the boat, and if you turn that boat going downstream, you'll flow with the current, and life will be but a dream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
Lisa, I have something for you. I mean, I just looked out the window, and it's funny that you said the seed, Cynthia, about the sunflower seed, because I looked out the window, and I looked at this pine cone, and it just triggered a billion thoughts. And, you know, as kids, being young, I remember, you know, being like, man, I wish I could just be big right now. I wish I could be big and strong like my dad right now. Like, I don't want to wait, you know. But let me ask you, Lisa, are you okay right now?
Am I okay right now?
Yes.
I would say yes. Yes.
You sound sorry about that. I don't know.
I say yes because I'm in it. I'm in it.
Right.
I'm in what I'm doing. I'm in it, and I would say yes, I'm okay right now.
So even when we're not okay, we're still okay.
That's right.
Would you agree?
Okay, I would agree, yes.
Okay, because it's just a matter of perception. Now, you know what you feel inside your being, and you feel it deep, and you feel it strong. And that's exactly what Cynthia is talking about with her joy. That's a seed. That is the seed. That's the most powerful energy that runs through you. That is God through you. That is you.
Mm-hmm.
And the seed does not need you to, all you have to do is put it in the ground. It doesn't need you to, like, pull the little leaf that's popping out, the seed out. It doesn't need you to pull it out. It doesn't need you to, like,
you don't have to go back and
sun.
Dig it up and say, are you doing anything?
So that's why I say you live now. And as long as we can stay in that place, like Eckhart Tolle, if anybody's familiar with his work, it's all about being present and allowing the joy within us to exude through every moment that we're in. And that is what flourishes these seeds. And when we try to go outside of that and try to, like, pull the leaf out of the seed, it doesn't work. It's not natural. So you are perfectly divine in exactly where you are.
Okay, I receive that. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you, baby. Love you. I'm waiting to hear this great work that you're going to do, that you are doing.
Yes.
It'll work itself out. That piece I do know. But I appreciate you guys. All right.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 678, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sweet Cynthia.
Hey, Susie Q, how are you?
I am doing okay. Just okay.
You have
Jessie
a question for our guest
Allison.
This morning?
Well, I have, I have some family drama going on like most people do here and there, and it all is circled around being judged. Judgment is coming up big time in this. And that's why I'm really having a very difficult time. Judgment of my spirituality and my growth. And actually, I'm not allowed to be seeing my grandchildren because of it. And it's because of people's ignorance of not knowing what it's all about. Also being judged, by the way, because of my spirituality, the way that I handled my mom's passing. So this kind of leaves me in a very lonely spot, but yet I feel like I need to stand in my truth.
Yeah, I can feel your heaviness. I mean, I feel you out, and I think you have something to say. I'm feeling like you have something significant for her.
Well, it's just, you know, it's amazing to me how powerful the emotion of fear is, and that's what I'm feeling, is that your family is so afraid of what they don't understand, and that's where judgment comes from anyway. It's the fear and not understanding. What I really feel would help you tremendously and your family is to bring in Archangel Raphael. He is a healing angel, and ask for him to work in the family dynamic to bring, you know, healing and peace and understanding throughout the family. I'm also hearing for you to possibly write. It's very important for you to write your feelings, to write your experiences and your beliefs, possibly in a journal or in letters to your family that don't get sent right now. It's just a powerful tool that you can use, and this is going to take time. They're showing me a big, big clock right now. This is, unfortunately, it's not something that's going to be healed overnight. I feel like it's going to take some time.
Yeah, I actually had thought about starting a journal for each one of my grandchildren that I don't see so that I could not write anything negative down as far as, you know, blaming, putting the blame on anybody. Just putting my thoughts in. I thought of you today and wish I could have shared some time with you at the park and going for an ice cream, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That's what, and then I feel like, you know, I don't know if you have some type of altar or sacred space in your house, but I really feel like you need to write, and then, you know, if you don't have a sacred space, I feel like you need to create one with pictures of them, and just love. I mean, love is what is going to heal this. Love always conquers fear. And even if it's just the healing within yourself, we cannot change other people. Unfortunately, we can't make them believe, understand, or feel the things that we feel. And I really feel like the healing needs to start first within your own broken heart, because I feel your heart is broken. Yeah, and understandably so. And this is for, you know, anyone that's listening. You know, we have family of chance, and we have family of choice. And I really feel like, you know, you need to start surrounding yourself with a family of choice, people who get you and understand you. And our family of chance, you know, sometimes it just is what it is. I mean, I know people hate when I say that, but
no, there's nothing to really hate about that. It's truth. We have to gravitate. Our energy has to gravitate to where we feel like most supported.
Yes, and accepted and loved. Yes, and sometimes, you know, that means leaving the entity that we call family behind, be it their choice or our choice. And so, you know, I feel like years from now, your family will get and understand you. But I don't feel like it's something that's going to happen, you know, right now. Which is why I feel like it's very important for you to journal and write, and it's also extremely important for you to create your family of choice so that you can start the process of healing.
Right. Yes, I certainly need to work on that for myself anyway. That's
yeah.
Sure. And I just really, really would like to create my own, I would like to create my own environment or world or whatever, you know, with my own, you know, life.
Yes.
Outside of this, and not that I don't want to not, you know, I don't want to put myself in a not caring situation, but I need to create my own world so that I don't let those things affect me.
Right.
And it's not caring, it's detaching from the drama.
Right.
With love.
Right.
You know, you
right.
send your, every morning, you know, send your family, you know, blessings. You know, I send you nothing but love and blessings today. And then put that up on the shelf and then get on with your own life. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm. And then when they want to come back into my world, I'll be in a whole different place.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you sharing this all with me. I really do. It's been helpful, and I'm definitely going to work on that journaling.
Yeah.
And
yes. Yeah,
I am
like going. Confirmation for you, because you've been thinking about it anyway, so I feel like it's just, you know, the Holy Spirit has brought that message to confirm to you that that's what you need to do.
I have a two-bedroom house, and my second bedroom, I was planning on making that kind of a memory lane type room. So this will just fit all into that anyway. And,
great.
So thank you very much, and I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
love
you, Susie. Cynthia.
Love
you too, baby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 443, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes.
You have a question for our guest this morning?
Yes. I wanted to know about your love life and what direction is that going to go this year?
What is that noise?
I'm sorry, that's my charger. Just took it off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so
because of the noise, I didn't hear the question at all. I'm sorry.
I wanted to know about my love life and what direction it's going to go in this year.
Is there a particular person that you want me to talk to you about, or just in general?
I guess in general, because I'm not sure if there's any special person that's in my life right now. At least I don't see that, because I'm not really dating anybody special.
Yeah, I you know, it's interesting how, the direction that this question always takes me in. Because I really feel like there is some self-work that needs to happen first before the, you know, quote-unquote special person is going to come into your path, Felicia. Do you feel like you're completely fulfilled within your own self and your own life, or do you feel like you're looking more for a person to bring that to you?
No, I don't feel like I'm looking towards somebody to bring that to me, but I also don't feel fulfilled, completely fulfilled either in myself.
Yeah, because what I'm getting intuitively is that, you know, you're hoping that someone's going to come in and make you happy or make you feel a certain way. And I just really get, I know Jesse can resonate with this too. I really get and just a very strong, the very strong message for you is that you need to find that void that you're missing right now in your life and fill that up yourself so that when the person comes in, it's two whole people coming together that make a spiritual union. And I feel like there's some work within yourself that needs to be done before that can happen. Jesse, what are you getting?
Yeah. You know, right off the bat, I was getting more questions as opposed to an answer in questions and asking yourself, what is it that I am looking for in someone else? And in those questions, it is going to really mirror what you have going on inside yourself that you feel like you're yearning for in completion with yourself. But Allison, you hit the nail on the head. I was totally resonating with what you're saying. You know, you're a sweetheart. A big old smile came on my face when I heard your voice. You're such a mm-hmm. endearing person, and just sweet. And you know, it's a lot about your own strength and your own power. I feel like if you were to step into something, say right now, it would be a lot about you just kind of surrendering all of your energy. You'd be surrendering your energy to this person. And so having that awareness that, you know, there is some things that are inside that could be looked at and observed to work on within yourself first. The quality of your relationship would just be so beautifully flourished if those couple things in that internal search were looked at and really given a high level of respect for the attention that it needs. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
What I'm getting, sweetheart, is that, you know, it's an old song, so you sound like you're, you know, about, you know, 12. so this may not know the song I'm talking about, but the lyrics are, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, and it's just I feel like it's you're at a place in your life right now where this is the time for you to really fall madly in love with yourself, and I feel like once you do that, the perfect person will come in, and you know, that's not always what people want to hear. They want to hear, oh, I see someone, and he's tall, dark, and handsome, and he's coming into your life in 3 weeks. And I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. What I'm saying is that whoever you attract into your life right now is not going to be a complete and whole person who is in love with themselves, because I don't feel like you've reached that level for yourself yet. And it takes hard work. I mean, it's not something that that happens overnight. But I feel like in every relationship that you've been in, like Jesse said, you just turn yourself over to that person. Please make me happy. I hope you're the one. I hope that this relationship is going to be the one that works out. I hope you're special. And I feel like that needs to be turned inside of yourself and work on yourself a little bit more, and then your Prince Charming will show up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And one more thing, if you choose, if someone does come along and you choose to be with the person, you know, in a quick parentheses of time, having the awareness from this conversation is important, because self-work happens also when you're in a relationship, but it's important to have that perception and perspective that is what it is, because when you pair up with somebody, they're going to reflect your stuff very, very obviously back to you. And I mean, I humbly say that this is exactly what I experienced. I mean, the people that we choose to be with, they show us about ourselves. And knowing that is really, really important and freeing in so many ways. So I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. And that's something that I understand. And that's why I've been just, I guess, not really dating anybody seriously. Because I feel like part of me is not ready, but part of me does want that. I think everybody wants to be with somebody. But
yes.
I just know, like, if I would even be ready to be in a relationship this year.
Well, you're really smart to take that time. You're really, really smart to take that time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what you're getting from them today is confirmation of what you know already inside of you. I need to spend time with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay,
we're gonna. Energy.
I know. It's just, and wasn't it? It was sweet.
So sweet.
Very sweet. Yes.
Just
sweet.
Sweetness. Oh my goodness! I love these younger people that have incarnated on this planet. They are so in tune.
Beautiful.
Okay. Good morning. Area code 917. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Tina?
Yes, it is, in the flesh. How are you?
I'm fine. I know my girl wasn't going to miss this Oracle Friday. You are too much, girl. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm just dropping the kids off for school. Wait a minute. And you guys are awesome. The Freedom Duo, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, she was giving somebody advice. She said, you don't love yourself. I said to myself, well, do I love myself?
Oh,
I'm going to live well, do I love myself? I would like to know, what do you get from my boyfriend, Lewis, and what do I need to, what do you see me doing this year? Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, I mean, okay. I know Allison's going to have something for you also, but, I mean, as soon as you said that, I can feel the tenderness, the beautiful connection that you guys have. It feels really good to me. Tender is the word that keeps coming up. It's bringing out vulnerabilities in each of you. I think you're a little bit more open to opening up to those vulnerabilities. It's a beautiful gift that you guys give each other in that way.
Thank you.
I think that it's important for you guys on a communication level to be very obvious about that, about your honesty and your vulnerabilities, having everything out on the table, because it feels pretty safe to me when you guys are in that place, when you guys say, you know, okay, let's talk about this day. Let's go here on this. This is how I'm feeling. This is what's going on with me. You know, it's important to have those things out, and I feel like you're more of a catalyst to bring that forward, and it's a powerful part of the relationship that you contribute. Is this resonating for you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, wonderful. I feel like it's such a just a beautiful tenderness between you guys. Allison, what do you get?
How long have you been together?
Oh, quite some time.
Are you guys married yet?
No, he wanted to get married.
Yeah. I feel like that's the next step.
Okay.
I do. Don't you know, throw me in front of the bus for saying that, but I just I really feel like that's just the next natural progression in the relationship. I love the love that I see. I just do. I feel like it's very pure. Why is there, I feel like there's a, when I say marriage, I get my stomach went, it's like constricted. Why are you so afraid?
Just because we've grown together. We've known each other so long that, that's why he was saying it's a tenderness. There's a lot of forgiveness. There's a lot of friendship. So I was just afraid, you know, because I'm like really ambitious and outgoing. I'm a little more driven than he is. So I just wanted to make sure that it was going to be okay.
It's fine as long as you each accept, which I feel like you have. I feel like you've grown into a place of acceptance that, you know, he's not going to be on that same level of ambition that you are. It's just not him. And so, but I feel like he's very supportive of you, extremely supportive of your path and your goals and your dreams and your desires. Even though I feel like he doesn't share in them, he's extremely okay with whatever it is that you want to do.
And that's okay.
Important. That's really important.
Because
not everyone has that.
No, they don't. Especially when the woman is driven. A lot of men are threatened by it. So if you have that, that's amazing.
Yes.
And I think it's an important question to ask yourself also, am I 100% okay with how I see my mate as they are, in the purest essence as they are? Do you have anything inside you that makes you feel like, I wish this was different? Are you fully encompassedly, okay, that's a Jesseism, embracing and accepting of who this person is in his totality? That's an important question to ask yourself.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's called unconditional, you know, unconditional expectation. There's just absolutely, if you can go into the marriage with no expectation of this is the way things are going to be, then, and I feel like you can, I mean, because I'm seeing it. I'm intuitively seeing the celebration of marriage. So I want to say best wishes to you. I feel like it will be this year. I really do. I feel like it will be the end of this year that the two of you will make that decision and make it happen.
Cool. I'm getting the chair.
Okay. So, Tina, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to try to get one more caller in before the show ends. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah.
I want an invitation to the wedding.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
All right, so we have one more caller we're going to squeeze in here. Guys, I want to let you know that we're in at down to 4 minutes. Hi, Sam.
How are you?
Okay, you have a question for our guest today?
Well, I was listening, and I'm guessing that you guys are some sort of medium, oracle, something or another, something to that nature.
Well, we have Allison, who's intuitive. And we also have Jesse, who's an energy healer and also intuitive. And so if you have a question or you want to talk about something or share something, you know, we will be more than happy to help you.
Well, what's your intuitions on me?
Is there anything in particular that is going on in your life right now that you have a specific question about?
Not necessarily. I mean, I would just...
What are you looking for? Because, I mean, when you say about me, we can go down a billion different avenues. And, you know, what are you looking for?
Okay, we'll use this. I was formerly engaged, cheated on me, had problems ever since, nightmares, trouble like that. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, the very first thing I was getting about you, Sam, is that, you know, I feel a lot of anger and sadness and despair. I mean, that's the energy that I was getting from you almost immediately. I feel like I just want to wrap my arms around you and tell you, you know, that everything's going to be okay.
Why did you not tell me that before?
What city are you in?
I'm in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati, okay. I just, you know, Jesse, you know, can send you some healing today because that's what, I mean, I really, and
yes,
I can
I
do.
Will.
I really I feel like that what you need right now is just a lot of love and a lot of healing. It's a very vulnerable place to be in a relationship, and when someone steps out of that boundary and, you know, and betrays us, it can cut us to the, you know, a very raw core. And I feel like you don't really have a lot of places that you can turn to right now for support. Is that true?
Not necessarily. I mean, I do have a large family that cares about me and a lot of social groups that I'm involved in, a lot of good friends.
So are you
are
you
speaking
to them? Like, are you telling them, Sam? Go ahead, Jesse. What?
Oh, absolutely.
I think you were saying the same thing, Allison.
Yeah. I talk to them a lot about it.
Well, then, I mean, in exchange for talking to them about it, I mean, receive their love, because I feel like there's a blockage. You're not receiving their love.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know what to do with that, but I'll figure something out, I guess.
Well, I mean, this is something for a more extensive conversation, but
yeah,
there's a lot of pain, and because of the pain that you've encountered, it's a human experience. It's part of our walk. There's a lot of guardedness and a lot of blocks, and taking a very, very objective and honest look at where you're at and what you feel, what you're experiencing, is a reflection of what you're experiencing in your life. I feel like you can open up incrementally. I wouldn't try to open yourself up, boom, all of a sudden, and I don't really think that that's in your capacity right now anyway. So taking things slowly, people that you can speak with and, you know, relate to and be able to share more intimate details is important for you to release things. But just be mindful and careful not to harp on the negativity of your experiences. Look for a more a greater level of gratitude. And I know that's difficult because it almost feels corny sometimes if you go into gratitude for something that was painfully done to you. But what gratitude does is it transitions you from a place of negativity into a place of more acceptance. And from that acceptance, you'll experience more expansion and more joy. Does that make sense, Sam?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good. I hope that helps you. I'm going to work with you today, send you some healing. Are you working? I'm going to work with you tonight, actually. You're in Cincinnati, you said?
Correct.
Okay, tonight at 9 o'clock your time, I will be sending you some healing energy. So if you want to lay, and are you going to be somewhere you can be still?
With 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should be home.
If you're asleep, that's fine too. I just want to make sure you're not driving or, you know,
nope,
anything like that.
Nope, I should be home.
Okay, okay. Great. I'm gonna,
yeah, we'll work on you together. Yes.
Sam, I've extended the show, so if you have questions that you want to ask them, feel free to go ahead. You know, that was a heavy one to lay on us at the end of the show, but I want to give you the space to, you know, for them to work with them at this, you know, at this time. So if do you have questions or do you want to...
I literally called in the tail end of the show, and to be honest, I'm a huge realist skeptic kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took psychology in college, and you know, a lot of times I thought this kind of thing normally was using psychology. You know, you probe a couple questions, and you can probe around and get some emotional response out of people.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've seen those tricks used, and I was basically curious to see if your show was trying to take advantage of people, to be honest.
Oh, well, no, we're not trying to take advantage of anybody here.
I can tell that you guys are very sincere about what you're doing.
Yeah, we're very, very sincere about what we're doing. And, you know, the thing here, if you've taken psychology, then you understand that we are all equipped for our own self healing. It just means, how are we using those skills? How are we using those our innate abilities?
Right.
And most of the time, if we're having problems in our life, we are using them in a negative way. What we teach here is that your thoughts and your words is your creative tool. I call it your magic wand. So what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you saying that's working against you rather than working for you?
Stress is a killer.
It is, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Stress is a killer. So did you actually were you actually engaged?
Yes, I was, yes. Yeah, that's a true story. That happened a few years back, and she actually slept with... my best friend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a rough past. We'll put it that way. That's not the only bad story I could sit here and tell you.
Yeah,
Oh, go ahead, Allison. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, it's so interesting to me how people you know, I work on the psychic hotline, and it never ceases to amaze me how, you know, angry and hurt people will call in and say, you know, I'm a skeptic, prove yourself to me. And it's like, well, prove yourself to me. it comes from a place of pain. And I just, you know, I hope, Sam, that you're open to, you know, to the healing that you're going to receive in 12 hours and 25 minutes, because, you know, I do feel that you really are hurting, and there's so many walls that you have up right now. And, you know, I'm looking forward to helping you start your journey of love.
Yep. You're definitely correct about the walls thing. I mean, ever since, well, I mean, at first I was in a high school sweetheart for 4.5 years, and she, you know, turned out she had cheated on me like more than 10 times, comes to find out, you know, that ended. Then I got engaged. That, obviously, you know where that went. Mm. And then the last time I was with a girl for 1.5 years, talking about getting married and whatnot, and then she disappeared. Literally, like, vanished.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that's hitting me real hard is a lot about worthiness. And I know this is going to be hard for you to hear, Sam, because, you know, I understand from a man's perspective, you know, it's like I don't want to feel like I got to go into, am I worthy? You know, it's kind of kumbaya, and it has that that tinge to it, but I want to keep it really real with you. When we come into that space where it's like the feeling that we feel is like, is this person going to hurt me? And, you know, and it's a continuous, like, repeating reel that we emit on a frequency level.
Yeah,
As
soon as you get close to people, you have instant memories of what the people close to you in your past did to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that repeat, like you're saying, that repeats in your head, and you end up pushing yourself away and acting differently than you normally would.
Right.
So if you were to really look at some of your relationships, Sam, all of your relationships, can you see where the story is repeating?
No. They were all different times, separate, like, you know, one girl, you know, my parents warned me about, the other one was like, oh, yeah, you know, she's the keeper, she's the angel. The other one was like, I don't know about that one. I mean, every situation in those three, the three big ones were completely different. I mean, it wasn't the same. We didn't have, you know, argue the same. We didn't talk about the same things. We didn't, everything was different, so.
But they ended the same.
Not really.
Okay, so did all of them cheat on you?
No, the last one didn't. The other girls I dated before didn't. It was the two that I were the closest to, I guess, or got the closest to. I was with one for 4.5 years. She got she got pregnant and told me that it wasn't going to be mine because we'd been split up at that point in time, and she got pregnant. So we knew that it wasn't mine, and that was the end of that. That was after 4.5 years and 2 years of living together. And then I got engaged. That was 2.5 years, and she got drunk and slept with my best friend.
That's rough, man. That's rough.
No, the last one, like, literally, it was our 2 year anniversary, and I got reservations and flowers and all this garbage, and got done getting my hair cut, and called her. She wouldn't answer the phone. She texted me and said, sorry, I just can't do this no more. And then she literally called Verizon and had my cell phone number blocked, so I couldn't contact her in any way. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. It was just like she was playing a game. Absolutely. But
yeah.
I know that now. I know that probably all three of them were playing games, but you know, when I look back on it now.
So what did you learn from those experiences?
I learned not to trust people so quickly, and I learned that sometimes having your guard up is a good thing, and sometimes being the super, super nice good guy isn't always the best thing. I mean, I will always be a good person, but I'm not going to throw myself out there for the wolves to feed on, you know what I mean? I'm not going to just put my heart out there to be stomped on, really quickly, at least, which is what I've done too much, we'll put it that way.
So how long have you been alone now?
I've dated here and there. Nothing serious. It's probably been like 2 or 3 months since I've actually gone out on a date, though. This has been, I don't know, this has been the longest time I've gone without some sort of long-term dating relationship since, I don't know, I was probably in high school.
I'm sure that through this time has, you know, been a lot of internal reflection. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've, like I said, you know, I talk to my friends a lot about the same thing. They ask me, a lot of my close friends, you know, how you been? Even still to this day, it's been 4 years since my fiance. It's been 2 years since that last girl. So, you know, I'm not like I used to be depressed, but it's still like, it's weird. I'll have nightmares and stuff, or I'll see a picture on Facebook or something and get like sick to my stomach. You know, but that's all I have now. I'll have an occasional memory that'll just be like haunting, I guess.
What does self-work mean to you? Like when somebody says you need to work on yourself, what does that mean to you?
To improve yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the way I would define that.
Right. You know, it's, the caller, I forgot her name, this is a real sweet voice, that called in earlier, you may have not heard it on the line, but she called in asking about when will I have a relationship, and, you know, the theme of it seemed to be that you have a lot of internal work to do before you can actually be happy with another person, as a whole person, with another whole person. You know, when we enter into other relationships and we're not fully whole ourselves, we haven't objectively looked at all of our crap and released it, or at least been committed to releasing that stuff, it really creates a lot of muddy water. Does that make sense?
Right.
So right now, the time that you're in right now, the experiences that you're having, the fact that you called in on the show, it's really, I see this little chip that's going into a bigger ramp that is taking you up. When I mean up, it's elevating your frequency and bringing you a level of joy that you haven't experienced. And going up that ramp is like climbing a mountain. It's tough. It hurts your muscles. It's mentally challenging. All these things, that's part of your elevation, is your self-reflection and being very objectively honest with yourself. And, you know, you're very into psychology. I can tell by the questions they're asking me, and I understand the perspective more or less from where you're coming from. No one in this universe of existence is a victim unless we claim ourselves to be a victim.
Right.
We pull in all of our experiences. So if we haven't cleared out and objectively looked at the things that are causing these experiences within the core of our being, and Cynthia touched on this in the beginning when I was just vibrating and getting chills, the creation is inside. So we got to go inside so we can have the secondary effect of the actual physical experience from the seed of our being first. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it starts with you, I would say, as a person, or mentally, or spiritually, or combined, or whatever you're saying, versus or you have to do that before you're going to get anywhere, basically. Fix that part.
Right, and it takes a lot of courage. I mean, that's just a, this is, for you, Sam, I feel like this era right now in your life is all about self-honesty and courage. And you can take that to the bank. Self-honesty and courage. And as you can be courageous in being blatantly and brutally honest with yourself, what do I want? Where am I operating from? Am I being negative continuously? Those kind of questions that you can ask yourself will catapult you, and your courage will increase, and you're going to feel just phenomenal about yourself each courageous step that you take as you go inside yourself and do that kind of work.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It sounds about right. I like it. I mean, I think I've almost, come at peace with everything. I think I learned a lot, I guess through the experiences. Learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about how people act, how naive I was when I was younger. I was born naturally like a sweet, nice person, you know what I mean? So
And you still are.
Right. But I trusted people way too much. Like, I gave too much of myself to someone that too early that I had no idea what they were gonna do with that. And they did bad things with it, So.
Well, we attract people in our lives for lessons that we need to learn. And when you can find it in your heart to say, okay, and this is what Jesse was saying, what did I learn from this situation? What did I learn about me in this situation? How did I grow from this relationship? And when you can look at these people and really love them, because there's a divine energy in them as well, they had to come into that relationship. They came into that relationship for a lesson as well. Every interaction that we have, it's a dance. It's a cosmic dance that we're having with each other to learn and to grow. And it's all about learning and growing spiritually and to bring us back into the realization of that pure divine energy that's in us, that is love. So ultimately, when you go back and play these tapes, you want to be able to see, oh, I see what happened here. Oh, I see where... I grew in this particular area. Oh, that was a blessing for me. Oh, I see now how I can identify if someone's being honest or dishonest with me. And then you can begin to recognize where those people are coming from. If they're representing themselves in a dishonest way, what are they afraid of? As you continue to grow, you can look at those people and see, okay, they're on a journey to discover the love, the divine love that's within them. I love them where they are. I already see their perfection. So if they're coming at me dishonestly, I don't need to hold that against them, because I know underneath that dishonesty there's a frightened kid.
Right.
But you can't get to that place until you experience all spectrums of love, which means love, and the other spectrum of love, which means the lack of love, which usually expresses
hate.
Itself as fear and hate. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I felt a lot of that. It was just complete evil, I would say, especially from the first girl I was with. I know that at first, like for the first, I don't know, 2 years, she was serious about it. And then, I can't remember the name of the syndrome, but I remember studying in psychology and was like, wow, I feel so much better about myself now. But it's basically, this is kind of funny to say, when a girl loses her virginity to a guy, and it's good, at least that relationship is good, both physically and mentally and spiritually. They think, and it's young, it's early, not married, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They generally tend to think that they can do better. that they can find, that they're, if that's the first person, oh, there's somebody out there better. And basically, you know, I even brought it up to her. We can talk now and be friends. It's been so long, but she admitted that's exactly what it was. I mean, like, my professor said that, and I was like, wow. Like, I feel so much better. Like, you know, that made me feel a lot better. That it wasn't, like, because it was crappy or it was, you know, it wasn't, I was a piece of crap or, you know, I don't know, you know, like, it made made me doubt myself in ways that I thought that I was really good.
So, right. That's the number one thing that we want you to take away from this call today, is that you are innocent and that you are divinely made and perfect. And so if there's any residue left where you're beating yourself up, which it sounds like you are moving through that and past it, the only thing that you need to do now is to let your walls down, because there's nothing that anyone can do to you. That's what Jesse was saying. You are not a victim. If anybody is acting out in a way that is not appealing to you, that's on them. That's their action, and you just need to love them where they are. They have no power to hurt you.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've kind of gotten that feeling recently where I just don't really care if someone wants to hurt me emotionally. You know what I mean? I really don't care.
Well, we want
you
to get past the point where you're not hurt.
Right.
That you really can see that they're hurting. That's the thing.
Right.
They're hurting and projecting it out on you.
Correct.
And you need to love them through it. So we thank you so much for calling us today and sharing.
Appreciate the time.
And okay. You can listen to our archives and maybe that will help you as well. Okay?
Sure.
Alrighty. God bless
you. Love you, brother. I'll be working on you at 9 o'clock.
Thank you. You guys have a good
night.
Alright, you too. Okay, guys, so we're going to sign out. I don't know if Dr. Reggie is still on the phone.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, so you can go ahead and take us into our closing prayer, Dr. Reggie.
Okay. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, the balance of the universe, we thank you for giving birth to us on this planet Earth that you have made. Thank you for the energy of healing and love and upliftment and empowerment. Thank you for people using their instruments, Jesse and Allison, to improve the quality of life for all people on the earth. Let their energy and their energy spread throughout the universe to help everybody that needs help to come to them for it. They're innocent vehicles for expressing that energy, for healing, and into it. Thank you so much for the power of love, life, and abundance in every aspect of our lives. Thank you for using them to heal and to nurture and uplift people, especially all areas of humanity. We believe it's so, and so it is.
So it is. I just want to remind people that if you want to reach out to Allison and Jesse, their telephone number is 678-965-0977, and their website is outrageousfreedom.net. God bless.
Thank you.